You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Sarah Agaren. I am the president of African Society. I'm in my fourth year and I'm from Nigeria. Nigeria is, I think, the most popular African country. Yeah, I'm sorry, no offense. And we're very populated. We have people from different cultures and so we do embrace diversity in Nigeria. There's like a lot of tribes and people from Nigeria. So even though like as a country we do have a lot of ethnic groups, which makes it very, very diverse. Yeah. So I'm in my fourth year. I am majoring in geography and a minor in geology. I'm excited to be done soon and hoping to get a job at the UN and help African countries. So African Society basically is putting a food there that we, people from Africa, can come here and embrace their culture. We want to be heard, and we also want to accept like people from different African countries that are on campus to make sure their needs are met, their inquiries, and give them like the resources they need. Like, I know it's difficult to be away from home, so we're trying to make a home here away from home for every African people. And those who are not African, we try to enlighten them about our culture so they know what it means for us as a continent. Yeah. Also on our stand we have a statue from Congo, and then we have some calabashes from Africa. I'm not sure what country that one's from, but and then we have African fabrics and we have African music. So we were supposed to have a performance today to make it known to the students at St. Mary's that we do have a stand here in this school, but because of the rain we had to do it in the library and we're trying to avoid the noise. But yeah, that's what we're showcasing on our table today. So like if you're trying to come to Nova Scotia, St. Mary's is a good option just because there's so much diversity here at St. Mary's. There are so many people from different parts of the world, and when you come here you're enlightened about people's culture. I don't think any school in Nova Scotia has that as much as St. Mary's, and the school ensures and like tries to make room for like people to express their culture and their background. So it's like if you're coming to not feel lost and you want to like feel at home, I think St. Mary's is the place. Yeah.
So my name is Leslie Ann. I'm from Mauritius. It's a little island on the coast of Madagascar, so Southeast Africa. And I'm in my fourth year here at St. Mary's University, studying psychology. This is my first time really engaging with the African Society. I arrived here in September 2013. Well, I had the choice but to go to bigger cities, but I like Halifax because it's a small place like my island. It's near the water, and people here are just more easygoing than in the big cities as well, and that's what I'm used to. St. Mary's is a very nice university, very diverse. You don't experience a lot of racism. Yeah, it's a very nice university, small community, so everyone kind of knows each other. Professors know students by their names. They're all very helpful. I think it's a very good school. So Mauritius is a very beautiful island. A lot of people up here in Canada don't know where it is. So very often I have to define, okay, it's near Madagascar. It's about 3,000 square kilometers, 1.3 million people, so it's quite a big people. We have very beautiful beaches. We actually have many people from Mauritius at St. Mary's University, about 30 to 40 students that are from Mauritius here. So I was involved 2-3 years ago. Last year I wasn't involved at all. And this is the first year really that I'm actually engaging with African Society.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.